Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
Woo, we are up to episode 409, top of the day to you, Steph.
Hi.
A warm one. We have iced water. It's so warm. You've got iced water and iced water. You've got two.
Actually, my ice is completely melted.
It has. I mean, I didn't put a lot in there.
But that was very
fast. It was
about
five ice cubes, though. Would have been, 7 minutes ago, maybe?
Yeah, if that.
The quiz today is, you said something last week, I think it was last week, and you're like, oh, is this one from, ages ago? Is it just the same quiz? And I'm like, no, I wrote a whole new one. I was like, okay, we're just going through the quizzes. I don't even know when this one's from.
Did you re-listen or do you have a file of all the quizzes?
It's just a Word doc.
I wish you would add my score to that Word doc so that when you redo it, you could see if I did worse.
That would be funnier, wouldn't it? Oh, well, I'll think about that later and then I'll do
she'll
anything.
Never, ever do
ever,
it.
Ever.
Again.
Yeah, it's not gonna work. I'll do my Alan Partridge talk. I'm going to do a talk about the Alan Partridge show that I was watching last week and I've gotten through it all. I've gone through quite a lot, but I think it's too much. I'm going to carry them over till next week.
Yeah, hold it in your little pocket.
In my little pocket, yeah. But I've also watched something with Keira Knightley in it and Guy Pearce.
Oh, my gosh, me too.
Really?
And I forgot to put it on my list.
Okay, that's the one we'll talk about then. Now that tells me you've got to hold something over for next week.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's good. Well,
your hair's really curly. It's distracting.
Really curly
me. It's
today.
Really pretty.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like so pretty.
I had to get my driver's license renewed today. So I washed my hair and actually put product in it.
Did you?
Because I thought it's humid, it's hot. It's just going to go like Monica's in Friends.
Yeah. And did you look like a criminal in your photo?
Probably. I don't know. They're like, we'll send it to you in 3 weeks
so
you can update it on the app. And I went, I'm not going to remember to do that today.
What?
So, yeah.
I thought you got it then and there.
I thought so too. It took ages for that photo. I was like posing, doing the America's Next Top Model smile with your eyes look. And it took forever. And she's like, oh, sorry, it's taking a little bit longer. I'm like, I have to blink.
I can't smize for this long.
Yeah. So it's probably going to be a photo where I've blinked.
I digress, but I am going to love this. Do you know that Tyra Banks lives in Australia now? And she, I didn't know you didn't.
No.
And she,
is this like a thing that's been for years?
I think maybe two, I don't know, I'm making that up.
Why?
But okay, it gets even funnier.
Okay.
Even more random, I should say. She, that random, she's opened maybe a series or a chain of ice cream shops called Smize and Ice or something.
In Australia.
I think it's just in Australia.
What?
I think there might be one in Manly anyway.
Really?
Yes. Just,
that's so funny.
Why? Why ice cream?
Yeah.
Anyway, I have seen a couple of things about it, but only this morning I was watching, I don't know, something on social media and she was being interviewed by somebody and she was talking about the shops that she loves here and she goes, I can't do it.
Are you going to do the accent?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Deep breath. It's really funny, though. I was at Parramatta.
Oh, no.
Parramatta.
She's posh American.
And the guy laughed and he goes, no, sorry, I have to stop you there. It's Parramatta.
Yeah,
Parramatta.
You have
like
to.
Like you got to drag it out.
Yeah.
Parramatta is not the place to be posh.
No.
It's not Bondi. It's Parramatta.
Oh, she has to live around Bondi.
Where do you reckon she lives?
I'm going to say.
Eastern suburbs or North Shore?
No, not North Shore.
Maybe Northern Beaches?
Well, she's got one in Manly.
Maybe.
I wonder if she's got it at the old Cold Rock place. That'd be funny.
The old Copenhagen and she's got someone on the.
Oh, yeah,
the cones.
No, she's the one
she's
making the,
one.
The cones.
And she smiles at everyone through the glass
window.
Was
like, what's going on?
We've got to go, right?
Yeah, now we do. It's been there for 2 years and I had no idea.
It's
so funny.
How did we not know?
That's really weird. That's really weird. Very
anyway,
strange.
That was my digression.
Digression.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I learned something new. It was more than I'm ever going to learn in the news.
If you aren't getting your watches fixed just by listening, follow the watchers on Twitter and Instagram.
Do you know Jake Lacey?
No.
Sorry. You know the guy from the first season of The White Lotus? Like the uptight guy? This one.
Oh, yeah, I know him.
Yeah, so he's going to be in a new series called Furious.
Mm.
He's going to have a reoccurring role, which means he's not a main cast member, but he'll be in and out, I guess. It's a series loosely inspired by the 1987 movie Black Widow. Emmy Rossum. Every time I see her name, I want to say Emily because I do not believe that it should be as close to the Emmys that it is. But
we'll call the Emmy. Awards Emmy.
Yeah. Emmys. No, Emmy won an Emmy.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's an executive producer.
Okay.
And I guess that might be one reason why, I don't know, but, you know, she's a name in Hollywood. But Furious is going to be about this FBI agent called Alice, and she uses secrets from a female serial killer's past to try and find said killer.
Ooh.
So this guy, the White Lotus bloke, he'll play like a nice, almost like smooth, suave, charismatic character who grew up with the FBI agent.
He's the killer.
Oh, that's good.
Because the killer doesn't have to appear in every episode.
Yes, that's true. Okay. So we might think maybe those two want to get together, but really he's just going to want to kill everyone.
Yeah.
Okay, great. That's called Furious. And boy, are we. Tom Arnold has made his first ever film in that he's directed it.
Directorial debut.
That's right. It's called The Breakup Pill. It's a comedy.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, it would be strange if he went into horror or something for his very first film. But it's about a young guy who he's gone through a few heartbreaks and breakups, and therefore, he's agreeing to participate in a trial for a new drug that promises to eliminate the pain of breakups. But an unexpected side effect is he can no longer fall in love. That's when he meets the woman of his dreams. That one sounds a bit of fun. I will keep my eye out for that one. You know Debbie Harry is a singer.
Yeah.
From Blondie. And she was having a chat about Florence Pugh. Pugh. I think you just say
that?
Pugh. P-U-G-H.
Like Hugh.
I always go Pugh.
Okay.
In my head.
It's like you got a hairball.
Yeah, exactly. She wants Florence to play her in a biopic if there's ever going to be one. And it looks like there might be. Like Florence has been working on it a bit, and Debbie Harry's like, she's a great actor and she would absolutely love her to play Debbie. She said it would be heaven. I just think she's a great actor and she could do anything.
Mm.
I think people would be kind of interested in a Blondie biopic because we know all the songs.
I
don't really know much about the band.
No, nor do I.
I don't think they ever broke up. I'm not sure if any band members left. I don't think she ever did.
I think a lot of people would assume that Blondie was solo and not part of a band.
Oh.
So it's probably a good time for a biopic.
It's time for everybody to get a wake-up call, sit down, get a lesson. Thanks to Florrie and Debbie.
The things you missed in school.
That's right.
The things school should have taught you.
Should have taught you.
Taxes Blondie's
and Blondie's
backstory.
That's all we want in our lives, really. Do you want to get into some watching suggestions?
Yeah, I do.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Okay, well, why don't we talk about the movie that we both have actually watched, which is The Woman in Cabin 10.
Well, The Girl in Cabin 10?
Girl in Cabin 10. The problem was I was like 8. I'm like, no, she was in
that. That confused me
she
a little bit
it.
Where I was like, I thought she was in 10. Oh, no, it's the other one. Can I just tell you, Leah, that last week or perhaps during the week, you said to me, oh, I've been watching something a bit of fun. It's the girl/woman.
Oh, you thought it was
it's
a comedy?
It's the female in Cabin 10. And I went, oh, fun. Okay, I hadn't really looked into it. And then it came up and it had all the warnings like MA15+ and –
you're like, there must be swearing.
This and that. And I went, I don't think this is exactly what she was. She's got an odd description of fun.
Okay, the reason why I said it was fun, it was a bit of light fun in that, like, yeah, it was like a mystery. Like, Did someone get murdered? Who was the woman in cabin 10? Was there anybody in cabin 10? So Keira Knightley plays a character who is a journalist who ends up on this ship with billionaires.
Personally invited as the only media.
And then they're all like, will you just stop it?
Yeah.
Stop having ideas about what really happened.
But yet the man who was the photographer who was invited was totally fine to take photos of everything and everyone.
Sexist.
Yeah. There were a few little plot holes.
Yeah, but I enjoyed the fact that it was an hour and a half long. I think it was only maybe a bit longer. It wasn't very long.
It was really good. I really enjoyed it. Perfect. I was pleasantly surprised when I saw Guy Pearce because I went, big fan, I'll do, you know, watch anything you're in.
And he was good because he kept his Australian accent, but he had a bit of an English accent.
Yeah, nobody fluffed their accent.
Because Hannah Waddingham, she's not Australian. And her Australian accent.
Her accent was perfect.
I reckon that's one of the best ones I've seen today.
I was convinced I'd seen her in Neighbours or something.
No, she's from like Ted Lasso.
Yeah. I know. It confused me.
Wasn't that good?
Like spot on.
You had the guy who played the governor in The Walking Dead. Like it was a great cast. Lots of people.
Great set. Oh my gosh. Super yacht. Like a billionaire's super yacht.
Yep.
It was amazing. Anyway, she thinks
she woke up and she in the middle of the night and she's convinced that she heard screaming and that she heard someone
splash into the water
and then saw like a bloody hand on glass. Yep. And then she alerted everybody and they did Mayday, Mayday, man overboard or person overboard. Yep. I can't remember what they said. And then they couldn't find the person and they couldn't find the handprint anymore.
No, it wasn't there. And they were telling her nobody's in that cabin. That cabin next to you is empty.
Yep.
And she was like, I'm going crazy. And then there are a few, like, I guess mysterious incidences of people, we assume people reaching out to her or telling her to stop.
Yeah, and a few people saying things that contradicted other things. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, wait, did I miss that? Or did she miss that? Or is someone lying?
Mm-hmm.
And all within, what, I just looked it up, it's an hour and 35 minutes long, all within, hour 35.
Yeah.
It was all wrapped up.
It was perfect time.
I don't want it longer.
Yeah, I didn't want it longer either. And it told you exactly the story. Was it a book?
Oh, that's a good question.
It just had a feeling of a book narrative.
It is based on the 2006 novel, The Woman. Yeah, you were absolutely right.
Yeah, you can just tell.
By Anna Waterhouse, yeah. Oh, by Ruth Ware, sorry. Ruth Ware was the author. Anna Waterhouse was the screenplay writing person. Why can't I speak? really good. That was on Netflix. It came out a week or so ago.
Yeah, not that long ago.
Because I saw it was in like the trending now. Yeah. Things, and I went, ooh.
Yeah.
Keira Knightley's often good. The last thing I saw her in, she was like what are they called? MI5, MI6, series. That was really good. I was like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So I think that might have been for Netflix as well now that I come to think of it. Maybe she's got a deal with them.
Perhaps.
So you've been reading something.
I have been reading something.
What?
Thank you to Penguin Australia. We got an advanced copy of The Reese Witherspoon and Harlan Coben new novel.
Now, this is one that you have – it's been on your radar, I reckon, for well over 6 months.
Yeah.
You've known about it for ages, so much so that you were convinced it was out several times.
I was convinced it was out. I had it on my holds list on the library and I was like, why am I not moving up this list? Like, this is ridiculous. Either it's so popular or people are really slow readers. Lo and behold, it came out October 14th.
You were sure it came out like in July.
Yeah, convinced. Absolutely so convinced. Funny. So I got a huge shock when Leah passed me a parcel.
Yeah, because it was a parcel address. Like I didn't read that it said watches on it. I just saw my name and I was like, oh, okay. And then I went, oh, and I tried to like close it back up again, but you know.
So I had it in my mission to finish it before it came out so that then I could like take off my library hold and be like, there, and position 19.
Wow, one person has read it.
Someone can move up now.
Oh, that's so funny.
Anyway, it's called Gaunt. Oh, my goodness. I
don't Gaunt.
Total Aussie.
That's what's called.
Tara would be really impressed with me.
That's how she pronounces it now. Gaunt.
Gaunt. That's so embarrassing. I got excited. Became Ocker. Oh, goodness. Now I'm crying. Okay.
Okay, I'm judging by the hilarity. It's a comedy?
No, it's not. It's not. It's called Gone.
Yes.
Before Goodbye.
Gone Before Goodbye.
And it is about a plastic surgeon who's called Maggie. And Maggie, the story jumps into her when she's come out of some quite traumatic circumstances, and her husband and her best friend, they were sort of a trio, and they worked together with a sort of worldwide humanitarian, I guess, what they call them, non...
Oh, like Doctors Without Borders,
yeah,
sort of
like
thing?
That. So they set up their own one to use their skills as, you know, a cardiothoracic
surgeon. So not for Beverly Hills.
No, and a plastic surgeon to help victims of war crimes and, you know, those sorts of things. So children from third world countries who will never get access to medical attention. Anyway, while in the field, her husband is brutally murdered and the friend goes missing. And she's not there at the time.
Are you picturing her as Reese Witherspoon the whole time?
But I also couldn't quite place Reese as this character. Okay. Now, I know for the audiobook she has put together a stellar cast and she is one of them, I'm assuming she's Maggie in the audiobook. But I just could not picture her in the motion picture of this film, a book.
It's not the motion picture.
pictured somebody else. So she's come out of quite a traumatic instance. Through other things, she's lost her medical license and gone through a bit of sort of scandal with that. And so she's just really lost and just doesn't really know what to do with herself. And she goes to sort of try and make contact with the friend because she knows he's somewhere, but she looks after his apartment and things like that, but she can't ever meet up with him. She can't talk to him, that sort of stuff. And there were just a few little strange comments and things that were happening with him that she's going, I don't really know.
Bit inconsistent.
Yeah, what's going on here? But I'll do what I promised, which was check his mail, check his apartment, all of that, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, she goes to a conference / gala ball thing for her work, which she really didn't want to go to because she's gone through this scandal and lost her medical license and they're all medical people and people she studied with and all of that. And she bumps into someone she knows who she studied under, and he gives her a really quite lucrative but very, very vague proposition of meet me in this office tomorrow at 10. Can't say anything else. I'll send you a car. Like, don't come by yourself. I'll send you a car. And she gets offered, very mysterious circumstances, to be flown somewhere to cover a couple of plastic surgeries under the guise of don't say anything. This has to be absolutely secretive, and we will pay you a huge amount of money. We will reinstall your medical license and we will clear all debts for you and your family. And she was like, well, what have I got to lose? And it all starts from there. It's an international thriller. It goes from, you know, parts of Manhattan to Russia, France, all over the world. I couldn't stop reading it. It was
A proper page turner.
Proper page turner. Yeah. And, you know, Harlan Coben is an incredible mystery writer. And the whole time I was like, who did what? Like, so it appears, because I was reading the acknowledgements, that it was Reese's idea. She came up with it all, and Harlan, with his incredible writing abilities, he helped flesh it out for her. But it does seem that she did most of it.
Isn't that interesting that she decided to make a book instead of a series? Because you would think with her production company, she'd be like, I'm going to make this into a series. Probably not a movie. Well, it sounds like there's a lot to it.
Yeah.
But she does have the book club.
She does have Reese's book club. So books are definitely her thing. She has written children's books before.
Oh, okay.
So I think this was, I've got this great idea. I'm perhaps don't back myself as much to write a huge novel. So maybe I need to get someone.
The best of the best.
The best of the best. Anyway, I highly recommend it. I gave it 5 stars.
Oh,
on Goodreads.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Is that your first 5-star this year, you reckon?
Golly, I don't know. Maybe one other.
I think I've only done one this year.
I think I gave Lessons in Chemistry 5 stars.
Right book, right time. We were talking about right series, right time. Sometimes it's right book, right time.
I can almost predict this is going to be made into a movie or a series and it will be spectacular. Mm. It's verging on that sort of action-y spy vibe.
Okay. Could I ask you then, can you imagine Keira Knightley in it seeing she's been an action spy in a series, or is she not the right character either, right sort of person for the role, you reckon?
No, I think she'd probably be
better than Reese.
Yeah.
Just
I don't
in
know
your
what
mind.
It is about Reese. And I should be able to pull it off, 100%.
Too
she
smiley.
Can do everything. Yeah.
Don't smile for this role.
I can't imagine Reese like running on rooftops and ducking for cover and action-y type scenes.
Yeah, okay.
But you know, I wouldn't put it past her. I don't wanna diss our Reese.
So you finished that whole book before it even came out.
Yeah, that was my mission.
That's really good.
After I discovered
that's really, really
the
good.
Actual date. Yeah, publication.
That's right. Thank you to Penguin Australia for sending that out. Because we get the press things. Mm. Whenever they come out and, you know, they say, oh, if you're interested, send an email to whoever. And, you know, we don't do it all the time, but we do the ones that we think will be really good and ones that we think people who listen to The Watchers would be interested in. And that one we put it in ages ago.
Ages ago.
Yeah, we've put a few in.
Yeah.
And, this year I think we've probably reviewed, that might be the fourth one.
Yep.
Gosh.
Yeah, true.
Should slow it down. Nah.
Speed it up.
Speed it up.
A couple of months
That's
left.
That's right. How are you? It's Alan Partridge was the show that I watched on HBO Max. I think it only had 6 episodes. Alan Partridge, of course, is a well-known character in the UK, played by Steve Coogan, who is a radio host and he's a bit bumbly. He's a bit up himself. He's very much one of those sort of radio talkback guys, you know, who think they're really good, but they're not actually. Anyway, at this point in his life, he is no longer in radio. He has decided he was doing like talks, like interviewing people up on a stage, and he had a fainting fit. Do you call it a fit? Anyway, he went faint and fell into his guest's lap, which was a woman, and everybody put it on YouTube, and then he became a laughingstock on the internet. So anyway, he said that sent him spiraling into some mental health issues. So then he wanted to do a series about mental health, but this is a comedy one, and everything he does is all about himself.
Okay.
And it's really, really funny. Really funny. I got through it pretty quickly. 6 episodes. I think I watched it in less than a week. I was crossing over with Somebody Somewhere.
Oh yeah.
When I was watching that, and then it was crossing over with Keira Knightley's as well. So kind of to me now when I think of those two, like that movie and that show, I'll also think of Alan Partridge. And he shouldn't be in either of them. Just like he shouldn't be in any Harlan Coben thing, particularly not that character. It was really fun. I enjoyed it. I just like British comedy.
Yeah, me too.
And funnily enough, I reckon that is the first Alan Partridge series I've watched in about, I reckon lockdown was the last time I watched one, but maybe that was the last time one came out. I'm not sure.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we've talked about things that we've watched, something you've read.
Yeah.
I'm going to read now. Do you want me to read one of the ones that are here, the quizzes, or do you want me to do a scroll? Just a random scroll through this Word document, which is every Watchers quiz
okay,
ever.
Okay, random scroll.
Up or down?
Up.
Up. Okay.
Stop.
Hang on, I'm starting. Oh, okay, I've started now.
Stop.
Okay. Okay, this quiz is called Julia Stiles.
Oh, yeah, okay. That wasn't that long ago, was it?
Do you want me to do some more scrolling?
No.
Okay. What year was she born?
1979.
Higher. She's younger.
She's younger than that. 1983. One.
How many siblings do you reckon she has?
Two.
Yes.
Sisters.
John Jr. and probably Jane. Not. And her name is Julia. Oh, wow. Where does she sit in that? Just as a middle. Bonus. You think she's the Jan Brady? No, she's the Marsha. She's the eldest.
She's the eldest.
Yeah. What?
I don't remember this quiz at all.
Same. What was her character's name in 10 Things I Hate About You?
Bianca was the sister. Oh, my God.
Wasn't she
Taming
Alex?
Taming of the Shrew.
Alex Mack?
That Alex Mack was Bianca.
I'll give you a clue.
Yeah?
Chester's in the room. Chester.
Cat. Her name was Cat.
Chester's in this room, not your room if you're listening. I mean, well, he might be because that would, yeah, actually that'd be a bit weird. Chester, don't go walking around. He's asleep. He can't hear us. He can hear us. He's just pretending he doesn't care. What was, oh, no, okay. What was her screen sister, Bianca, Larissa, best known for?
Oh, I would have got. I would have gotten that, Alex Mack.
Well, I got that one as well. So
well done, point for you. That's your first one yet.
Name this film. It's a Julia Stiles. A man is picked up by a fishing boat, bullet riddled and suffering from amnesia, before racing to elude assassins and attempting to regain his memory. I reckon I've taken stuff out of that.
I have no clue.
Okay. This bloke is an action guy and he suffered from amnesia.
Jason Bourne.
Yes. Bourne Identity.
Oh, Bourne Identity.
I think she's like boss or something.
Yeah. Huh.
Name this film. Oh, this one's going to be hard. I wouldn't get this. A free-thinking art professor teaches conservative...
Mona Lisa Smile.
No.
It's the only show I know where an art
was
teacher.
That Julia Roberts?
Yeah. I didn't remember that Julia Stiles was in that, though, I'll be perfectly honest.
Christina Ricci?
I'm
going to have to look at IMDb. Well done.
Thank you.
That was because we didn't even have Julia on our minds.
No clues whatsoever.
Henry, can you come over to the microphone, please? And can you say, hi, I'm Henry.
Henry.
I am Larry.
Okay, good. Oh, good to meet you. Stephanie, on that note, thank you very much.
I'm not Chloe.
No, you're not
He's
Chloe.
Not Chloe.